Narcissists weaponize sex in so many ways. They do not only use it to control you overtly, but they also use it to inflict massive psychological and emotional damage. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional, and today's episode is going to be all about understanding how narcissists use sex against you and what kind of impact does that have on you as a survivor. Before we begin, please make sure that you are subscribed to this channel by pressing the subscribe button. Push the bell icon to stay updated with every latest thing that I post over here. To understand the impact of sexual trauma and how a narcissist weaponizes sex in a relationship, we need to understand the role the sexual intimacy it plays in a normal, healthy relationship. Sexual intimacy connects two partners, not only at the physical level, but it takes them beyond it. It connects them at an emotional level, and ultimately, they get to know each other very profoundly. They get to know who they are. They feel each other's essence. And ultimately, that makes each partner more connected, feel more connected and more satisfied. And then that strengthens the bond. So having said this, you understand that sex is very important in a relationship. Its absence or abnormality causes massive damage to both the partners and the relationship that they share. Now let's try to understand the narcissist, how they use it, and how this sexual component is so imbalanced and abnormal. Narcissists treat sex as a tool to use against you. That's why there are five things that they do, five ways they use sex to use this tool and weaponize it. Number one, they treat sex as the part of the bigger game. In the beginning, some narcissists create intense sexual chemistry. You feel that this is the best sex that you have ever had with anyone in your life. But it just happens in the love bombing stage. As time goes on, the devaluation stage starts. And as the devaluation starts happening, the narcissist starts to treat you like a piece of trash. And right there in that moment, they may start withholding sex. The sexual chemistry is gone. You can no more feel it. The intensity has lowered. And at that point, you think something's wrong. Naturally, you may start blaming yourself, your own body, or your own attractiveness, your worth, and ultimately, it endures you, who you are as a person, your personality. And because of the gaslighting and the manipulation from their side, it reinforces your own negative thought process about how you see yourself. As they withdraw from you, you start feeling abandoned. As you start feeling abandoned, you crave for the connection that you felt with them in the beginning. Not only sexual connection, but also the emotional connection. This is what happens in the devaluation stage. You go after them. You try to change yourself. You try to give in more. And there would be a moment when the homeostasis would be restored, or at least you would feel that it has been restored, that they are the same person you met in the beginning. In that moment, how the sex is weaponized is that when you have that sexual connection, when you have that sexual intimacy with them, it's the perception of its intensity is naturally increased, and you perceive it way more than what it is. Why? Because the definition of connection with the narcissist is reduced to this sexual connection. It is that moment when you have this sexual connection with them, you feel that you are connected again. You feel their essence. You feel everything is back to normal. And that is why in a relationship with such a person, with a narcissist, you may start craving it later. You may start wanting it more. And that is a point where they weaponize it again to shame you in a different way. You know, saying things like, you are sexually addicted, you are a sexual addict, you are this, you are that, you are clingy, you are so many things that they call. But you need to understand the brain damage, the psychological damage, the process of addiction that happens here. The sexual connection almost becomes the nervous system regulator for you. And this is how you end up feeling shamed every single time you want it. They neglect you. they distance themselves from you, they withhold it, and you know, you feel torn apart even more. Ultimately, what ends up happening is that your personality changes. The fact that the connection, the definition of connection, the perception of connection, it has been reduced to the sexual connection, then they have the upper hand, and then they use this one thing to make you do things that are horrible to even talk about. The things that I'm going to share with you, I have directly, not personally experienced it, but I have directly witnessed other people experiencing it as they shared their stories with me. So when this dependency is created and you almost, you know, become dependent on them, you just want something from them, that breadcrumb to feel stable, to not to feel that pain of abandonment, they ask you to do bizarre things. They ask you to send nude pictures. They basically violate you sexually in so many ways that you would not accept if this trauma bond through sex was not created. They store your videos, the bizarre things that you can imagine what I'm talking about. Capturing videos, using your photographs, you know, sharing them online. All of this is, you know, incomprehensible in a relationship, but this is what you get reduced to. As this happens, as this goes on, your personality is changed, so do you start blaming yourself. You start distancing and dissociating from yourself because the levels that you have stooped to are not an integral part of who you are as a person. They do not match with your values, but still you are made to do the things that you would not have done earlier or in the narcissist's absence. And that is how this sex goes beyond, way beyond and above in inflicting psychological and traumatic injuries. Now also the punishments we were talking about, withholding earlier. Narcissists withhold it as well to punish you. Let's say they want you to do something that you are not ready to do, or you said something that gave them narcissistic injury. How do they punish you? If they have created this sexual dependency, sexual trauma bond, they would withhold it. And as they would withhold it, you would have to almost beg them for it, and ultimately they get the pleasure. They get the sense of control back, which is how they use it as a way of punishing. If you also were to look deeper into the sexual connection, you would see that it is almost a robotic act. In the beginning, there may have been intimacy, but ultimately, they just reduce it to a robotic act where they almost have sex with themselves, their own body. They glorify their own body. They get supply from how they are performing, how they are making you feel. That is the high for the narcissist. And as they know that you will still be there no matter how they treat you, whether or not they give you the sexual attention, they start treating you like a combination of parts put together as a puddle of flesh that they can use for their own gratification, for their own needs. And your needs are not even considered. And you, of course, would not even raise a question because you're already, your thinking process has already been modified. You have been programmed not only psychologically and cognitively, but also emotionally to accept this behavior, because this is, at least I get this, at least they do this, at least I get to have sex with them or sexual connection. And then your brain makes something really big out of that small. A breadcrumb is made a whole bread that you may start thinking things like, well, they have sex with me, which means they are still connected with me. This is the mind fuckery that happens in this whole thing. That's why in the beginning of the video, the episode, I said that they just do not use it only to control you overtly, but it really changes you as the person. And this trauma shows up later, post narcissistic abuse, in the aftermath, that you have these cravings again to have that sexual intimacy. Understand that you do not need to feel ashamed, because this is how you were programmed. The sex was your breadcrumb back then. This was a component of your trauma bonding. And slowly, 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 as you see through the narcissist's personality and nature, your brain is going to change, your biochemistry is going to change, and you essentially are going to change, and you're going to let go. So if you found this information insightful, please share your experiences and understandings in the comments below. And I'll see you next time. I'll talk with you next time. Till then, let the healing begin.